Hi, I'm Minna, the co-founder of the Focal Academy, and we mentor people like you to achieve the health and health relationships through nutrition, exercise, mindset, and lifestyle changes. Now, a few years ago, I gave a lunch talk to a nonprofit women's group, and the topic is called the 8 Ways to Infinite Productivity. The methods that I talked about during that hour-long talk was really quite profound because of its simplicity and how easy it is to implement. So here I'm reiterating some of the high points of that talk and give you the highlights of what I've talked about. So the 5 things that I'm going to mention here, if you're not already doing it, once you start implementing these 5 things, you will notice a significant improvement in your productivity. And while I talk about them, they may sound counterintuitive, they work extremely well. So here's the 5 ways. Number 1, and we've been talking about it a lot in many different, previous blogs, in many different ways, whether it is for your health or for your overall well-being, and that is to sleep. Most Americans nowadays are sleep deprived, and some are even proud of being sleep deprived. At one point in my life, in the dot-com world that I was in, it almost sounded like a competition on who can survive on the least amount of sleep. One guy says, I only sleep 4 hours last night. The other one would say, I only sleep 2 hours last night. And it's like a competition. And we can do that for short periods of time. But if we keep depriving our sleep time, we start seeing some really adverse effects, not only in our bodies, but in our brains as well. Sleep deprivation causes brain fog, is to slow down your thought processes, and even though you may not notice it yourself, when you sleep deprived, you're essentially dumber than you normally are. You react a little slower, you think a little slower, and you often get things done wrong. I often joked about how there are bugs in the software that we're working on, and that's because the software engineers are not getting enough sleep, and they are sleep deprived. So the key to getting a good night's sleep is to, 1, to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every day. You can't make it up during weekend, that's just a myth. Number 2, sleep at regular times of the day. Don't go to sleep at 9 p.m. one day and 2 a.m. the next day and then, you know, keep changing it. For us, we sleep at 9, we get up at 5. That's our rhythm. Find your own rhythm and try to stick to it. I know that some jobs require that you work in different shifts, and you'll probably have to change the sleep times as well, but just try to do what you can. Number 3, clear your mind. If you go to sleep with a mind full of stuff to do and problems and issues, you won't be well rested. There's a Chinese saying that whatever you think about during the day, you will dream about it at night. So if you tend to have a very cluttered mind, try doing some meditation, yoga, or do some light reading that will settle your brain and put you to a well-rested sleep. Number 4, create an environment that will help you sleep. Put your phone away, keep your room dark, the temperature down a little so you sleep better. Now, I don't recommend sleeping pills unless you have a real problem. In that case, consult with your doctor first. I know some people like to take Tylenol PM or something similar to put that to sleep, but that's still medication, so I still don't recommend it. Some would try melatonin, would help them sleep. Now, melatonin is a hormone, so it is natural and it does help some people. But once again, I'm not a doctor, so you know, consult a doctor first. So that's all I'm going to talk about sleep. So let's move on. If you think asking you to sleep more is taking time away from you, well, it is. We're basically reallocating your time so that your mind and body will perform well. The whole point of productivity is to get things done and done well, but in less time. So if you think getting more sleep is counterintuitive, wait until you hear my point number 2. The second way to improving your productivity, again, this may sound counterintuitive, but I'm asking you to take breaks every 60 minutes. If you must stretch it out, then mix it every 90 minutes. No more than 90. When you're at work, sitting on your chair, you know, staring at your computer, your ass suffers. Your eyes are working hard. You can only focus for so long before you start distract yourself doing something unproductive, like reading other people's tweets. So every hour, step away from your desk, get some water, take a bathroom break, look at something far away to exercise your eyes, take a good stretch before going back to your workstation. Even if you're at home watching TV, make sure you still move around every hour or so. I know some people that can be stuck to the couch for a very long time and it shows up on, you know, their behind. Take a break every hour is important because it releases you from the focus stretched state that you are in. It's like this, the rubber band. When you're working hard, you focus, you're stretching. And once in a while, you need to release the tension because what happens if you keep stretching the rubber band? It snaps. And you don't want that to happen to you. Number three to finding more time is to stop wasting time. What I mean is watching the news. I know, you're already protesting. You need to know what's happening to the whole world. And you need to hear it again and again and again. An earthquake in South America, some mother killing her own kids. Look, we are compassionate people. And we feel for those who are suffering from disasters and misfortune. We are naturally drawn to bad news, but just think about it for a moment. Do you really need to hear the same piece of news over and over again in the morning when you're having breakfast, reading a newspaper, hear it on the radio while you're driving to work, talk about it at the water cooler at work during lunchtime, then hear it all over again while you're driving home and then watching the same piece of news at night during when you're eating dinner? Look, if you really need to know the world news, I get it, but to watch it once. Get the news feed on RSS or Flipboard or something that you only need to read it or watch it one time. Then you know the news. You don't have to keep watching it. You can't stop the earthquake or the volcano or the poor kid that was shot by the mother. So don't mull over it. Get the news once and be done with it. And one more piece of advice. If you love negative news, don't do it at night because you go to bed in a negative state of mind and it will have an impact on how well you sleep. The time you save by not reading the same piece of news 7 times, 8 times a day, you can use that time to actually do something useful. Go help those victims or spend some quality time with your family. So sleep, take breaks, and drop the news. The fourth thing that I want to talk about is something that I learned from multiple productivity gurus. I call it track time because I like watching car races. When a race car driver is on a track, whether they're practicing or competing, the only thing they're focusing on is their driving. They can feel every bump on the track. They know every curve. They hear every little sound coming from the engines. That's focus. You won't see them driving while texting or eating a hamburger. That's absolutely no distractions while they're driving on the track. That's the amount of focus I want you to have during your track time. So here's how I do it. Every day, set up 2 or 3 sessions of 60-minute track times on your calendar. Block it off so no one can schedule something during those times. If you're at work and it gets noisy, book a conference room. Find a place that's absolutely quiet. This is your track time, your do not disturb time. During the 60 minutes, go to your conference room, set up time for an hour, put on some music if you want, and set your phone to do not disturb and don't touch it. Shut down your email, shut down all the notifications, and just start working. Go through your to-do list and start, you know, checking things out one by one, get things done. Just get to work. Whatever it is that you do, whether it is to write a book, a proposal, a computer program, whatever it is, just that is to be absolutely alone. There's no distractions, no one to disturb you. You will do something amazing. You will actually find yourself getting everything done on your list. You may actually have nothing to do for a few minutes. That happens to me all the time because everything's done. How amazing is that? So set yourself some track time and do your most important work during those times. So the last thing I want to talk about that will increase your productivity tremendously is to say no. It's very simple. Babies say no all the time. Yes, we, especially women, find it really difficult to say no to anything. Co-workers asking you for help? Sure. Parent-teacher committee wanting you to help? Of course. Strangers asking you for help? You probably still say yes. Humans like to be liked. That's a fact. We all like people to like us. So we say yes a lot, and that's the problem. When you say yes to helping your coworkers or someone else, you are essentially saying no to getting your own work done. When saying yes to working extra hours, you are saying no to your partners, your kids. Your time is limited. We all get 24 hours a day, no matter who it is. That's it. It doesn't matter how busy you are, you only get 24 hours. The key is how you allocate your time. When you say yes to everybody asking for your time, what you're really doing is you're saying no to spending time with your loved ones. You say no to playing with your kids. You say no to yourself, to take time to yourself, to exercise or meditate, do something that's good for you. So you have to really decide for yourself, is it really worth it, worth your while to say yes to every request? Well, that's my 5 unexpected ways to find more time, work less, to get more done. I hope you like it, and I would love to hear from you what you've learned from it, how you can change yourself, how to be more productive. So drop me a few lines below in the comments area and let me know if you have any questions as well. If you like this class, I have a Productivity Mastery course. It's a short program that I put together that includes some of my previous talks as well that will probably help you with your productivity. So below is the link, so click on it and you find my information on that as well. Until next time, love what you live what you love.